Hello and welcome to Dancing with the Stars.
Sorry.
My name is Jack.
I'm Cindy.
And we had another episode of Dancing with the Stars, the second one, and we had an elimination. And just before I go on, for the people watching this on YouTube, that video, you're just like, that video is too long. What I'm going to do is take out each contestant that's voted out.
Yes.
Eliminated. I'm taking them out. So if you notice,
So by the time we get to the end, it's going to be really short.
Really short. So yes. There we go. So, but also subscribe, tell a friend, and all that fun
and
stuff.
Hit our like button, give us thumbs up, please.
And if you don't like what we're doing, because we had a thumbs down, which is no problem.
Yeah, thumbs down's okay.
But just say, hey, thumbs down, but this is why.
Give us reasons. We need some feedback.
And we could either say, hey, we agree with you, or no, we don't.
Right.
But anyway, we'd be like, Lynn, you're booing us. I don't care. Anyway. So we start off with Dancing with the Stars. We have Emma and James doing the cha-cha.
The cha-cha. I love the cha-cha.
Yeah, I'm not a
fan. I think you can do the cha-cha.
Well, it's from the Leave it to Beaver episode. If you kids remember, remember Wally had to learn the cha-cha.
Oh, I never watched Leave it to Beaver.
And then you had the Beaver, and I think it was Larry Mandela doing the cha-cha, playing the record.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha.
No, it's 1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha.
That's what I just said.
We were 1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha.
Either way.
It was just slow.
Either way. 1, 2, 3, cha-cha-cha.
No, no.
Okay. So Emma and James are going, and I thought it was really good.
Now, you hear them criticized because they didn't like some of the things. They liked the splits, which I thought was pretty awesome, number one.
I can do that all the time.
But I understand they're trying to make it where they're concentrating more on the dancing and more of the rhythm and the musicality and so forth and so on. But as viewers of the show, I want to see a little bit of fun with it, you know, before they start off and dance. I don't think there's anything wrong. Now, well, if they did it the whole dance,
you know,
I get it. Lynn
doesn't like that. Lynn's a stickler. Now, you know, I'm not going to criticize. Lynn knows more about dancing than probably you. Maybe not me. But, you know, he's a stickler for, things should be
but
done.
But I understand that. But I think even like when I taught skating, you still did a count of 8 or maybe a little bit more of just a little bit of intro before you started the routine. And it could have been
because
of the theme of the music you're using or whatever you were doing. You didn't just start off and go off. I mean, I just think it needs a little bit of a startup. And I don't know. I just thought he was overreacting a bit. He seemed alpha cranky tonight. He seems like you.
That's why Lynn and I are like this.
Yeah, you're right.
But Carrie Ann gave a 7, Lynn a 6. I thought it was a little... come on, Lynn.
Yeah.
You knew better than that.
Yeah.
And Bruno.
A 7.
Next up, we have Sailor and Val doing the rumba.
And you could see, you know, I know they were saying, you know, because her boyfriend was there. I don't think it was just her boyfriend. I think when you're 18 years old, to really understand...
Is she only
18? I think she's only 18, 18, 19, 20, maybe. I don't think she's over 20.
I thought she was older than that.
Maybe she is because her mom's, what, 65?
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, but still, being early 20s, let's say. I think you just don't understand the whole rumba and the whole understanding
of your
body.
So they're trying to say that there's chemistry going between Val and...
No, they're saying there was no chemistry and that she kind of had... it's like acting, you know? Where does she want to go with her career? And if she wants to do acting, then she needs to learn how to fake it a little bit better and become that character and get more into the...
I thought the dance was good.
I thought it was good, but they felt like she wasn't...
She wasn't showing her... But she's only been doing this for 2 weeks.
Sexy side, I guess, is what they were saying.
Yeah, which I have never had a problem doing.
No. Okay. Sure.
But anyway, she got 6s across the board. I guess that was fair, but I thought I would have given a 7. That's me. I'm pretty easygoing.
Okay.
Next up, we have Ray and Cheryl doing the foxtrot.
When he's by himself, he has really great rhythm.
Well, I like how she was training him. She's got carrying chairs and doing all this different stuff because she's trying to get him to
lighter on his feet. What was he like in football? He was like a charge, right?
He was a linebacker.
Pushed through, and yeah. So he's using forcing his front of his body to go through things.
He was an enforer,
right?
He was
using the top half of his body, obviously his legs to push off and everything. But he used his top part of his body to pursue what he was trying to do, right?
Right.
So now you're asking him to do this and now stand up here and hold everything up. I think it's a different kind of.
It is a different kind of thing, and I gotta say
his shoulders get a little hunchy though too.
I love Ray Lewis. I mean, I always respected his football, some of the off-field stuff, you know, we could talk about. But anyway, football player, he's done a lot of good for the community, too. So, but as a dancer, he's just not...
Like I said, he's not bad when he's by himself. I think he does a really great job. I think he's got rhythm. But and I think he's it was better this week than it was last week. But I still think I don't see him in the top five.
But I think they're at again. You're taking people that, like you said, he's a guy that just was bone crusher.
Right.
He's just right. He played back in the day where you could
do the things you can't do now.
I mean, right. You can still hit, but you can't do what you can do now. But anyway, he got fives across the board, which I thought was fair.
I thought so too. I would agree with you.
Again,
absolutely.
We'll go. And next we have Ali and Sasha doing the Viennese waltz.
I thought this was pretty good. What did you think?
I liked it. I thought it was a good. I thought it was a good dance.
I agree.
I mean, she told a story how she's in, you know, a singer.
In a group. This is the one thing that bothers me about people. Oh, I didn't mean to hit the table.
Sorry,
I'm
guys.
Sorry. Look, we all have issues. We all have things. But God, to criticize someone who's putting themselves out there, I felt bad for her. Like they said she couldn't dance, she couldn't do this. She was the worst dancer, and.
And they made memes of it.
How do you feel good about yourself when you put somebody else on? Like what Christie Brinkley, she on the talk and talked about, you know,
Wendy Williams.
Yeah, Williams was saying that she really wasn't hurt. I disagree. You saw she had her arm.
She has a scar.
Yeah, and it's all black.
I don't
and
think
blue.
She went through all that to get out of it.
No, gosh, no.
I
think it's much easier to be kinder and nice, and we're so quick to criticize and to just say mean things. And
well,
it's
unfortunately become easier.
Because you're behind a screen.
Behind a screen. You can be you can be that tough person behind the screen, whereas most people won't say that to your face.
Right.
I mean, I'm not, you know, idiot.
I know we're all human and we all have jealousy and all those little things that we have in our life, but I still think to be...
Sometimes I catch myself, I'll joke around and I go, I probably shouldn't have said that.
No, I'm not perfect. I'm sure I say my things. I just don't... I don't like it when women beat up on women, because how are we going to have a woman president? We have to learn how to. You never see a guy destroy a guy with their words. Mm-hmm. They do it with their arms. Don't you think in their fists and those kind of?
Nah,
I guess maybe.
It's not.
I don't know. I think sometimes us women can be so catty and so petty and so not nice.
I thought she did a good job.
I felt bad for her, but I thought it was really good. I thought she was under control, and I thought it was a good one. I thought it was much better.
Much better.
I actually got emotional when she was done. When she was talking, she cried. I got tears in my eyes. When she was talking about it, and like that, I was like, I got emotional.
I did. I'm not a baby.
Whatever. See, we're just talking about being mean.
I'm kidding.
Anyway.
But no, she Carrie Ann gave her a 7, which I thought she deserved.
Right.
Lynn a 6.
He's stingy tonight. Was that night.
And then Bruno
a 7. And I love the costume. The costume was fabulous.
It was fabulous. Anyway. It was outstanding. And next we have Mary and Brandon doing the... And he didn't know who Aretha Franklin was.
Well, what is he?
I don't care.
Especially if you're a dance.
There's certain people you should know in life. There's just certain people that have you know that.
It depends if he. But the thing that I what I would say is, I would think all my kids would know who Aretha Franklin is just because we're music. We play always. I always had music on. The kids, Jay played music. The kids all played an instrument. So you know, music was a big thing in our life and still is in mine. I don't know about you, but. Maybe he didn't have a lot of music around him, but if you're a dancer, you've got to have heard that song before, and someone had to tell him who it was.
Because she was shocked. Mary's like,
yeah.
You know who Aretha Franklin is?
Yes.
I mean, there's just certain people.
It's like saying you don't know who the Beatles are.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Anyway. It is what it is.
Anyway, so the dance was, I thought it was good.
For her, again, 75 years old.
And she moves
She did have a couple mess up with her steps, but... But again, I used to remember I taught skating. You know,
they're doing the cha-cha.
If you don't show on your face and you still keep going, nobody knows if you messed up or not unless they're really judging you on that area.
Unless you're
You just got to fake it till you make it. And I thought she handled herself really well. I thought, God, I said to myself watching, I said, I hope when I'm 75, I'm that fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, I plan on being it, but it will happen.
I am 75 right now, and I am that fabulous.
Okay.
But she got fives across the board.
And I thought they were fives.
Other fives.
Yeah.
But, you know, I still respect her.
Absolutely.
Out there doing. Next up, we have Lauren and Gleb doing the Paso Doble. I just like saying Paso Doble.
I don't know
if I'm saying it right, but I just like saying it. I thought it was a good dance.
Oh, it was awesome.
I thought she was much better than... I thought she was more confident
Everybody
than last
was
week.
Better, I thought, this week than last week. I don't think there was anybody that didn't, like, was... It didn't improve. I thought everybody improved.
I thought it was a good dance. I thought she did a good job. Again, she showed more confidence.
Yes.
She has fun with it, too. So.
Well, she had, didn't she have the one, was that the one that had the picture of herself when she was 10?
Yeah, I think
yes,
so.
Yes, she's a country singer, right?
Yeah.
Yet she was trying to draw from her 10-year-old self. Because it is amazing before you hit those hormones, how much confidence you are about yourself. And then once those hormones come out, everything changes.
Well, again, you also hit that age, too, where you're changing
and
people are not nice.
Yes, that's true. You know, but they, I thought she did a great job. I loved her costume too.
But Carrie in a six.
Yeah.
Len a six, and I agree with Bruno.
It was a definitely, I would say it was a seven.
I thought it was a seven. I thought you did a really good job.
I'm with you on that.
Next up, we have Sean and Lindsay doing the tango.
Yes.
Much better.
It was his birthday.
Much better job. I like how he's campaigning.
Yes.
I mean, you can put politics aside. I try to put.
Always put politics aside and something like this.
I try and judge the people when they're dancing on who they are, what they bring to the show. I mean, I could love you as an actor, but you come and do the show and you're a pain in the butt and no fun to be around.
Yes.
I'm not going to like you. So I'm judging him on him and not, and I thought he did, I thought Lindsay's done a good job.
I thought so too. Yes. And I thought it was kind of cute, and I thought he was better. You could tell he's still
stiff.
He's very stiff. I don't think that's ever going to change. And I felt like the dance, he was just walking like boom, yeah, boom, boom, boom. But luckily this was the tango. So you had to be a little bit like that, a little sharp
and he's smiling the whole time.
He's smiling, having fun. I thought the costume was much better than it was last week's costume. And you got to give him credit to go out there. I mean, first of all, I'm sure nobody really likes him because of his politics, and that's everybody's opinion. It doesn't matter, you know, to me. But I just give him credit to go out there, to put yourself in there. I'm sure people are making their comments too. And that takes a tough-skinned person to do something like that, you know? So I give him credit for that.
So anyway, Carrie-Anne gave us six. I agreed with that score, but Len and Bruno, five.
I'm with fives. I don't think he was quite a six.
To me, he was so much better
than last week. Yes.
That's why, again, you know, I'm not an expert dancer.
Right.
But that's why I said, I'll give him a six, because he was terrible.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
I would agree with you. I see your point.
He does need to, like, soak himself in vinegar when...
Oil, not vinegar. Oil.
No, doesn't vinegar loosen you up?
Vinegar does? Yourself?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I don't know. I thought drugs do that, loosen you up.
Well, maybe he could do that too. I don't know.
Or wine. I don't know.
Next up, we have Karomo and Jenna doing the quick step. I hope I said that right, because I broke down. Karomo.
Yes, you did.
Karoma. It's Karama.
That's my other favorite dance is the quick step. Yes. And then the last dance or whatever that one was.
And I liked his dance.
It was really good. What was with Lynn?
I don't know. He complained about something, but I guess when they were not touching you.
I guess in dance you got to be, you know, I guess your body's closer together. I don't know. But I just thought he was awful critical.
I thought he did a great job. Before this show's over, I will have his name down pat.
Okay.
I promise. I'll have his name down pat. I thought he did a great job. I mean, I thought it was just...
And when you see what Lynn gave him, it's the same score he gave Sean. And I thought he was far more superior than Sean's dance.
Yeah.
Far more superior. At least he has rhythm and he looks like he understands the steps and understands what he's doing a little bit more. So
anyway, I don't know. I just, Carrie-Anne a 7, Lynn a 5, Bruno a 7.
Yeah, I'm against that 5 score. Yeah. I thought it was 7s across the board easily.
I agree. And at this point, we're going to take a commercial break. Next up, we have Kate and Pasha. Am I saying that? Is it Pasha?
Pasha.
Doing the foxtrot. And now you were talking before this.
This one blows me away. And I think it's because of the character she played on The Office.
Yeah, we talked about it a
little
bit last week.
Because she was just so, was she the drunken old lady or, you know, always never really happy-go-lucky, the way they made her dress and everything. And so she's just like the complete lunar opposite. Is that the right word? But just complete opposite.
I never know what you're saying.
I know, huh? Complete opposite. I mean, just the way she looks, she's gorgeous. The costumes they put on her make her look fabulous. She's having, looks like the time of her life out there. And I'm just like, God, I'm glad she's doing this because I'm hoping that somebody will give her opportunity to other acting
stuff. I'm sure she's
doing. I'm sure she is, but I'm just saying, so she's not stereotyped. You know, sometimes actors, when they get stereotyped, is that the right word?
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, gosh, she could do, I would have never thought that if I didn't see her in this element.
Yeah, this was an excellent dance.
Yes.
I thought she did a great job. Like I said, when I first, I was like you, and we do, and we've had the chance to meet a few actors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And some of the personality, you go, oh wow, you're nothing like
what
I thought you were going to be like, because you know they say they play up. I always talk about Eric Lane. He was on Lost and stuff like that. Got to meet him, and he's always plays this like kind of a jerk character.
Uh-huh.
And he was like the nicest guy in the world. I'm like, oh okay. So it's kind of is this guy going to be a jerk?
Right.
And he wasn't. He was a really nice guy. But you know, you see, like you said, I'm like, well, she's going to be all. Should we drink?
Yeah, exactly. It just wasn't anything. And I guess maybe I never really saw her outside the office not position, character. I'm sure she's done other things and she's been on shows, but I never really followed her much. I just watched because of The Office. So I didn't get to see that she probably's always been this way. You just never got to really,
right.
Like, if you're not into her as the actor and want to keep up on everything, you don't know all that stuff. But I'm just like, it's just like, it's a joy to watch her. Yeah, she's having the time of her life.
She does a great job. Yeah, she deserved the score. She got seven across the board.
Yeah. And they were just thinking it was probably the best. At that point, this was the best dance of the night, yeah. I felt. At that point, it was the best dance.
I thought it was very good. Next up, we have Kale and Whitney doing the Samba.
Yes.
And Kale, his dad had brain surgery.
Yeah, oh yeah, he had an aneurysm or something.
Yeah, something like
that. I still have things he looks like... Kevin Hart. I don't know why.
All right, but anyway.
Okay.
I thought he did a great job.
Yes.
I thought it was another great dance. I thought he did. It was fun to watch. It was.
He had great rhythm. I just thought he looked really good.
At the end, I thought he screwed up, but it turned out
that was part of the dance, which I loved.
I go, oh, he messed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because my first thought was, oh, he messed up.
Yeah, exactly.
But he didn't. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
But again,
Lynn thought his hips or something weren't doing your, I don't know.
And Lynn's probably right.
I understand. Look, I understand they understand the dance and what they're looking for. And I think you could be that critical if this is what you do as competition. You constantly go out and you compete. And yes, I think judges should then tell you what's missing and you need to work on that and go back and work on it. I understand they're telling them things so they can go back and work on it again. But they're still, I just think sometimes they're just so negative. And I think to be that negative is just, I don't know. I just think there's a different way to talk about it.
Yeah. Anyway, but that's Lynn, and he is who he is. But
he got a lot of booze that night.
Seven for Carrie-Anne, six from Lynn, and seven from
Bruno.
Next up, we have Lamar and PETA.
Oh, this poor guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
And
you could just see it when he was done. He was so disappointed in
his
face.
I think that bothered me more than anything. That's what hurt more than anything, because he just is so down on himself.
Yes.
And you're actually pulling for him.
Right.
And PETA's a great coach, probably a great fan base. That's probably why they're still here.
Right.
But you sit there and go, oh my God. But when his look was like,
Yeah, when he was done, it was so disappointing to see his little face, because you really felt that he was really hard on himself, and he was just like, he thought he was done. He thought he was over with. He thought, I'm not coming back next
week. They were
doing
the salsa, by the way.
Yeah, they were doing it. And it was better than last week.
It was better than
last week. Didn't realize he has short-term memory. Yeah. So that in itself, I'm sure, is difficult to remember the steps. I mean, I can't remember my name sometimes, so I have that going for me. Exactly. So I think the hardest part for me was at least he went out there and did it, and it was better. But just when he was done, he was just so discouraged and disappointed.
It was hard to watch.
It like broke my heart to see him like that, you know, because I don't know.
You might not have been his best fan, you know, what his sport, you know, what he's done off the court, but he cares.
Right.
And that's what you kind of root for.
Right.
And these kind of shows, you're rooting for me, I'm rooting for people that care.
Right.
You know, if you don't care...
Yeah, because we remember one season when that, I'm not going to tell the actress, but she just had such a bad attitude the whole time. It was like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why did you get off?
You did it for the paycheck.
Yeah, you did it for the paycheck, and you're showing you're doing it for the paycheck, so get off.
Yeah, so anyway, but hopefully he was saved, and hopefully he'll keep improving.
Yeah, but he got fours, and
it was fours. They were deserved, and he just felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Hannah and Alan, the best dance of the night,
yes.
I would say.
She looked stunning. She was gorgeous. The costume. The whole, which is one of my favorite dances, I think it's so, I don't know, so, like one day, I know it's never going to happen, but it reminds me, like, you'll come on a white horse, my prince, he comes, he takes me by the hand, and he takes me under the floor, and he dances with me like that. That's what you're going to do.
That's going to happen.
No, it will never happen.
That's going to happen before we die.
You know, when you used to watch Cinderella, it's kind of like that fantasy, you know, that's, someday my prince will go.
Anyway. That wasn't my fantasy.
No.
No.
What was yours? Kathy Ireland walking through the door?
Anyway, it was a great dance.
Everything about it.
And right now, I would say...
She's
the person to beat.
Yeah, I would agree.
She's the better... James is close, but she's got the better skill. Last week we said James, but this week, I think
Hannah really has it. Yeah, she really stood out.
And they just make a good couple.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
hey, I wonder if he's with that other girl.
I think they broke up.
They broke up?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh, interesting.
So maybe he's with Hannah now.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. So now we come to the how they've changed it up a little bit.
So tell them about how they changed it. Tell us, Jack.
Well, what they do now is they have the bottom two, you know, the bottom two go out, and the judges vote who they want to save.
Correct.
So
You know, now, they said it was going to happen. I don't know if
it's going to be every week, but I think this is the way to do it.
I agree.
I think this is the way to do it. So the fans get their vote, but the judges should have the ultimate decision,
right?
And they decide who should stay and who should go.
Right.
Like last time, you know, going back on last time, there were people that were being voted out. You're like going, how are they getting voted out? They've got tens and right. the popularity.
Right.
Again, it's a show that you want the fans to participate in because that's what keeps people watching.
Correct.
But you also, for me, I want the best dancer to win.
I would agree.
I want, you know, just, that's...
Or not only the best dancer, but the best dancer, but the one who's, like, improved, where you see week after week the dance getting better, they're growing as a dancer, and the relationship of the dancer and their pro growing, and seeing all that as a combination of what I like
Plus,
to
I
see,
think
too.
What they've done this year is there's no real... I mean, Hannah and James are probably 1-2 right now, but no one's really, like... Oh, there's a lot of bad. We said it last week. There's a lot of
They're just average
dancers that need improvement.
Exactly.
And I think that's like you're saying. I want to see dancers improving. If they're improving each week, they should stay.
Correct.
You're much better than you were last week. Like we said about Sean. Sean wasn't great, but he was much better than he was the first week.
Right.
And there was a couple others that were all right. You're better than you were last week.
Right.
So I think you need to reward that. So
I
anyway,
would agree.
You had Ray and Cheryl at the bottom with Mary and Brandon. And I think Brandon lost because he didn't know who Aretha Franklin was. But you had Carrie Ann picked, because it goes, if they agree, Lynn doesn't have to pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if
Carrie Ann and Bruno had said the same person, Lynn doesn't pick. Lynn's the head judge, so he's the tiebreaker.
Oh, I didn't know. Because I kind of like, I saw what was going on, and I'm really like bad about when the endings are bad. I can't watch it, so I stop. So that's why I told you to watch the end, so I don't have to.
So you had Carrie Ann voted for Mary and Brandon.
Okay.
Bruno voted for Ray and Cheryl.
Okay.
And then Len said, Len said both of you shouldn't be here.
Huh.
He said there should be other dancers here, and I agree.
Right. I would say Lamar and Sean.
Sean should have been at the bottom, maybe because they have, Cheryl's a popular coach. But, you know,
anyway,
Lynn said no. He went Mary and sent Mary home, which I was kind of like,
that surprised me.
Mary's going home.
How did she handle it?
She did pretty. You know, she did. Right. You know, they always rush it at the end.
Yeah, but I hate that. I want to know what they're feeling.
She was. You know, it's what it is. I mean, she wasn't going to win,
right?
But I thought she deserved to stay.
I thought for her age, you know, to me, that's amazing.
Right now, Lamar Odom should have been the one going home.
Yes,
but he didn't.
Right.
And, you know,
I'm with you on that.
It is what it is, but you know. What are you going to do?
Nothing. We're not in charge. We're not the judges.
Like Len said, he goes, I got to pick with what is going here. And I go, I could pick with my heart, but I got to pick with my brain. And he chose.
Right. Which would make sense because he probably felt like Ray Charles. Ray Lewis would probably improve even more. And the dentist would probably gonna get a little harder. And he probably thought that he would probably have a little more fighting chance against somebody else. And I don't know.
Or he's afraid of Ray.
Oh, didn't think about that.
Ray can be intimidating.
Yeah, he could be. How old is he, Ray Lewis?
He's probably 40, 41, maybe.
His body's still
like me. We keep working out.
Yeah, that's you.
Anyway, that's our show for today. If you like what we do, subscribe. Check us out on the Jay and Jack podcast. If you're listening to on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network, tell a friend. You know, word of mouth is great. At this time, we like to thank, if you like shop Amazon.
All you have to do on the Amazon thing is you just go to Jay and Jack up in the corner.
JayandJack.com.
And then go up in the corner. There's a little Amazon thing. I think Sharon did that for us. That was really sweet of her. And then you just hit that.
Sherry.
Yeah, Sherry. Did I say Sharon?
Yeah, it's Sherry. Sharon.
I do that every time. Anyway, you hit that little top button. And then you don't, it doesn't, there's,
it looks like your normal page.
They don't charge you more. There's nothing. It just looks like your normal page. You click on it, it goes to your Amazon page, and everything you purchase, a little bit comes to the podcast.
Like $1 million comes to us.
I don't think that's what it is.
It's great.
Yeah.
Or you become a patron, go to the same thing, just go to jay.com, click the patron thing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you could probably have stop watching it.
Yes.
But we do like a simulcast. We're doing YouTube
and our podcast that we do.
So
so we're double dipping. We're not double dipping.
We'd like to thank our patrons. We thank all our patrons, but right now we're going to thank Tack from Paris, Eckhart Rigner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed, who just became a grandfather.
I know, great pictures.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations, Ed, being a grandpa. It's the best thing in the world.
Yes, it is. And who am I forgetting? Oh, Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for what you do. And thanks for everyone you do. Check out all the podcasts we have on the Jay and Jack Podcast Network. We podcast about, you have the broadcast, you have the Ramblecast, RCADcast, you have Owner's Barbecue, Survivor, and we'll be doing a Watchmen podcast, so you can check that out. Again, if you're watching this on YouTube, you're probably thinking, I don't get it. But you could have stopped. I told you to stop.
Yeah, you did. I told you to stop.
You have no one to blame but yourself.
That's right.
Because I don't bother editing this part out.
Because you're lazy?
I'm lazy, yes.
Yeah, my husband's lazy.
Yeah, that's all we got. We'll be back sooner next week.
We're hoping to do this sooner. This has been a little crazy with everybody's schedule.
It's
and
been
mine.
A crazy week.
I'm doing orientation, and I do it at night, and so we can't do the next day like I want to do. So we're hoping
this will be out sooner.
We hope
than Thursday.
We hope we would really want to do it Monday night, maybe Tuesday, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Won't be able to do it next week. Next week will be Wednesday again because I have orientation.
But
on
Wednesday's
Tuesday.
Sooner than
Thursday.
Thursday.
That's correct.
So that's all we got. We're out of here.
Thanks. Bye, you guys. Have a great week. Bye.
All right, good job.